Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington and you are about to listen to the Metal Injection Livecast. But first, I'd like to send a special message out to Noah. Stop calling me, I don't want to go hot tubbing with you. Okay? Now here's the show.
Noah, why won't you hang out with Glenn?
No, she wants to, and he won't.
Oh.
I never called him.
Sound like he did.
There seems to be a dispute. Anyway.
We are here for another brand new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. This is no mixtape, am I right, guys? And the guys I'm referring to are none other than 3D, Sean, who is disapproving of my intro.
Maybe you should stop eating.
Where's your intro, Sean? Yeah, what would your intro be about? Pretzel rods? Huh? About how much you like Snyder's pretzel rods? Put them in your face.
Crush them.
That anonymous voice that you heard was Richard Hall. Sitting in with us today. Rich Hall hanging out.
Is it Richard Michael Christopher Hall?
Yes, it is. He's featured on Brooklyn Vegan today, making out with Sean.
It's true.
Did you go to see
Sean?
The pictures from the Fuck the Facts.
Can I get a URL for that, please? Are you serious?
No, yeah. It's actually the most PG photo of the whole
lot. I was telling the secret.
I posted about it. I posted a comment saying, isn't that Sean from the Metal Injection Livecast?
Yeah.
Hanging out with Rich Hall?
Yes.
And then later on, somebody posted, who are those two guys getting intimate with each other? Like, look up, I already fucking called it out.
What's the name of the post?
Yeah, I'm putting it in the chat room.
Okay.
No, but there was maybe like five or six after that that got real hot. But,
for you.
I know.
Says Paige, not Sam.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
Well, it's never happened.
Because the chat took out the word fuck.
Oh, that's why.
All right, I'll just cut and paste this.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, the chat's pretty lame.
Just put in fuck, chat room. Come on.
Well, no, Meebo censored it.
No, I mean,
they could just delete that.
Oh, yeah. Do a little copy and paste action.
Just Google it.
Rich Tall's here. We have a loaded show. We're going to bring back one of our favorite segments on the show, Death or No Death, where it's the game show where Darren will give us a set of band names, and we will have to decide if certain ones are either real or fake.
And I really outdid myself. This is the
Darren is a little full of himself. I gotta
say that we're going to be
Nothing happened, swear.
I'm a little turned on right now.
I'm a little disappointed. They're not kissing at all. It's like.
But that's what I said. This is like the PG version. It went far. There was fingering and.
Whoa! I didn't remember this. Wow! Rich Hall blacked out during his encounter.
Like finger blasting does that to people.
Rich Hall 1,000 blackout.
How many roofies did it take to get Rich to black out?
I don't know. I think it was just like two vitamin waters I could buy. It was really kind of easy.
So it was sugar shock.
So we should say that we're going to take a caller to play the game with us today.
Ooh.
And to win a prize. If you beat all of our show hosts, you can win something. And what's that prize, Rob?
That prize is a
Save the Last Dance DVD that I still have.
No, I took it last week.
No, that's the property of Darren now. No, I have a limited edition Cannibal Corpse DVD with a holographic cover on it.
Is it like sports flicks?
Yeah. it's really cool. It's a 3-disc DVD that they put out in the special edition. Thank you, studio audience. The special edition is pretty sweet. 3-disc, lots of stuff. Lots of nice fucking and, stuff like that.
Yeah. Is it in 3D?
The cover is in 3D.
I wanted to see if like a knife starts stabbing someone's vagina through your screen.
No, it's like a diorama pop-up book.
You pull a lever.
All right. Someone get on that. Cannibal Corpse pop-up.
Wow, Cannibal Corpse 3D.
Knife in the vagina as you pull the slider.
Wow. We got to call Metal Blade right now.
I'd buy it.
awesome.
So, and besides Death or No Death, we will also be reading another passage from Dave Mustaine's epic autobiography, Mustaine.
Eat, Pray, Love.
No. Mustaine, a heavy metal memoir.
I went nuts.
Yes, you did, Dave.
Just keep on thinking it's my fault.
So we got plenty of show. And, of course, you can give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. Every time I give out the number now, I really have to stop myself after saying 646 to make sure I'm giving the number of the show and not my personal phone number.
None of us would stop you.
No.
You chicks.
We would tell you after you did
it, though.
Wait, could I just give it out right now?
No.
Is that okay?
No. How about no? Okay. And Sid,
you're
646.
No. You were mentioning all week how you went on this journey to New Jersey.
Yeah, which is always a bad thing.
And what was going on?
So not this past weekend, but the weekend before, my girlfriend had a work party in New Jersey to attend with one of her coworkers, who is a big fat gay dude.
Oh,
and his
wonderful.
Name is Rob. Just kidding. I will not give the name because I don't want my girlfriend to get fired. She makes more than me, and we need to keep that going.
Good call.
But so we get to the guy's house, a very nice house, and like a nice fancy part of Jersey. And he's going to give us a tour of the house. Like, the party and the food and everything is in the backyard. He's going to give us a tour of the house. We get in, and there's, like, artwork all over, like, the living room area. And it's, like, weird-looking shit. Like, there's, like, a painting of, like, a Puerto Rican-looking dude eating a cannoli or something. It's, like, weird, random shit.
That's a
like,
Sicilian guy. Right?
A painting of an extreme close-up of, like, the dude's face. And it's, like, the dude's boyfriend is an artist, so it's all painted by his boyfriend.
Okay.
And he gives us a tour of the first one. There's three floors to the house. He's like, all right, we're going to go upstairs now. And the artwork gets a little bit more risque.
Okay. he warned you guys
that,
like, brace yourself. There
was nothing he could have done to prepare me for what I was about to encounter.
At this point, what were you expecting to see? Like, what?
I don't know. A couple of nudes, maybe. Something tasteful, but a little raunchy.
Just art.
There will be dung.
Every room in the top two floors, every painting in every room, cocks. Just naked dudes, cocks, balls, just
were there close-ups of cocks?
Yes.
Just a cock, like a painting of a cock.
Yes.
Was it like Superbad where he drew all the cocks and like just framed them?
Except even creepier, like uncircumcised cocks,
ooh.
Hairy, just... Cox,
a museum of cocks.
Yes.
Like medical
in form. Every fucking room. And it's okay, let me ask you this. Now, if you went to a straight couple's house, or like a straight dude's house, like a single dude, and all over his walls are just pictures of naked chicks, you think the dude was a fucking pervert, right?
Yeah, of course.
But like,
it'll be in my house.
It's a gay couple, and there's this artwork, so all that's like okay somehow? Like, because they're gay? I don't, like, why did he think it was okay? Like, even if you lived alone and had fucking...
My God, you're outraged.
All over your house.
That name is
company.
No, I agree.
You'd take that shit down. You'd be a little bit embarrassed. Not showing it off. Like,
I agree with Sid. I don't, you know...
It's February.
I mean, well, the guy's gay. It's fine. But to have penises assaulting
everywhere.
You...
I don't know.
All around the house.
That's just like my college dorm room. It was like...
Yeah, like, I think... Yeah. I understand how you feel that way, but to... if there was a guy who did have photos of naked women, but it was, like, somewhat artistic, I wouldn't consider that, like, to be a pervert.
Like, dozens in every room?
But it's not. He's saying it. The equivalent for a hetero would be, like, a woman spreading her pussy lips apart in the photo.
He literally...
If it's done artistically.
But after a while, you think this guy's a little bit obsessed. Like, one or two...
Okay, no.
Okay,
I'm with you. Yeah, okay.
So I gave you some examples.
Oh Jesus!
Oh, so we have photos.
Yeah.
You want to share the misery?
Now we're gonna have to share these with the listeners.
No,
because
no.
There's kids in the chat.
Get back to that's eating a cannoli.
Hold on,
we'll just describe. Right.
This is the tamest one. This is like when you first walk in the door. This is what I saw.
Skip to the part where you're in Cocklahoma. That's what I want to see.
We'll get there, my friend. This is the first one. Okay. You minimized it.
Hey.
Is that a dude sucking a cock?
I think he's eating a cannoli.
Holy cannoli, yeah. That's a cock.
Wait, that's Sean and Rich kissing. What? Okay, that's not too bad.
Whoa! Right. It's like a car emblem or something.
Yeah, it's like a hood ornament.
You gotta get that little toolbar on the bottom of it.
It's like a silver hood ornament of a guy with a penis.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the T-1000. The
T-1000? Yeah, if you had a raging boner.
Yeah.
It does.
A new T-1000 with a raging boner.
He's about to turn into liquid nitrogen.
That's the way that I always pictured the Silver Surfer when I was younger.
Okay.
Now this one's a random hammerhead shark floating above a naked dude with his...
I didn't even see the naked dude.
Yeah.
I thought it was
he's
a hill.
Wait, is he about to blow that hammerhead?
Fucking nice guy.
I like that.
Maybe that's what you want to see, Sean. You want to see a blown hammerhead.
I like any aquatic mammals getting blown.
And come on, the hammerhead does look like a penis, right?
The hammerhead will get me the fuck out of here. Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right, I've had enough. Pistols and baby
pee. The kicker has not been...
Wait, so this is a photo? This is not a picture.
I'm not sure what that is.
I don't even want to...
Wait,
look,
is that you?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah, no.
All right, this is what we're looking at right now. We are looking at a guy's crotch.
And right next to it,
he's holding a pistol.
It's like a bag of boar's head cold cuts.
The pistol is much larger than the man pistol.
It's definitely a six-shooter revolver with a baby peen.
It was cold outside. Okay, now the T-1000 is in water.
Okay.
We see the T-1000's leg
cocked down.
So these were all on his wall? Or
yes.
Oh.
All over it. Everything in the bathroom, in the bedroom.
When you were eating.
This one.
Oh.
Okay. This one was in the last room we went to. It's the fucking painting of a dude bent over with his ass spread and his cock and balls hanging up. As we're looking at this, the dude's telling a story about how, like, his friend brought her kids over and they were, like, hanging out in his bedroom and they thought the bed was so comfortable. I'm thinking, this fool can't see the fucking painting of a dude's ass spread. What the fuck is going on
He's
here?
He's farting a rainbow.
Oh,
yeah, it's so funny because most of the painting is like
extract.
An Ed Pollock, like paint
German.
All over.
Yeah. Jackson Pollock.
Ed Pollock.
Ed Pollock.
And Harris played Jackson Pollock.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly what happened right there.
It looks like he farted out Skittles.
And then in the lower 1/8, there's just this guy bent over on his knees, legs spread fairly open.
Was this in the dining room?
No, this one was in his bedroom.
He wakes up to this view every day.
Yeah.
Bird
is this the last one?
I believe that's the last one.
What was on the wall when you were eating dinner?
No, we were eating in the backyard. So
Nothing was painted on the shed or anything?
Was one of the rooms, like the designated fuck room? Was that
I'm
happening?
Assuming that most of them were. And now the creepiest thing, at least for my girlfriend, was when she got back to work the following week, and one of her other coworkers was like, "You just better hope I don't tell you which one of those paintings is your coworker."
Oh my God! Yeah.
I hope it's the one with the
it's clearly the pistol.
Albino cock.
Oh God!
A little astounding.
I don't know if I can continue doing the show right now. I feel
turned on.
I need to go view the slideshow again.
I gotta shave.
You do some solo time.
Little. I need to add some.
I know what artwork I'm getting for my apartment.
Didn't you bring that travel size Tresemme with you?
That's for my hair.
You could use it as lube.
No.
Lube.
Get
no,
out of here.
Sticky.
Really
too sticky.
No.
Too sticky.
Hair gel?
What are you talking about?
No, I was thinking of the Tresemme shampoo.
No, I use the hair gel.
Okay. Tresemme?
I know hair. What are you talking about?
You know, we
don't wash.
No,
I just want to point out that we had a lot of new listeners listening because of the Mustaine clip, and we just spent 5 minutes on cock.
All right.
Nice.
Fuck an all-time low for us. Usually it's way more.
Are you kidding me? Why is that low?
No.
This is what it's really about.
Quantity.
Yeah. Speaking of getting a call from Metal Injection for no reason, look at me break.
Oh. So once again, our number is 646-929-1357. Another thing I want to talk about is this JetBlue steward.
Oh, boy.
You guys know about this?
I do, because everyone is talking about it.
Everyone? Should we move on then?
Well, what would you like to say about it?
Sure, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
This guy, he was the steward, male stewardess. JetBlue was...
He's Marge's father.
Wow.
That's true. So anyway, this annoying woman got out of her seat before she was supposed to to get her a luggage, and the guy, the steward, went over and was like, "Ma'am, could you please sit down?" And she told him to fuck off or something like that. And then she hit him in the head with her suitcase that was in the overhead compartment.
Yep. On purpose?
Yeah. Oh. And then he got really pissed off. He went on to the intercom, told her to fuck off, and then this is where it gets hazy. He might have told everyone else to fuck off, and he said he quit. He grabbed his bag, grabbed two beers, pulled to the emergency chute, slid down.
That's awesome.
Well, he probably always wanted to try that. And
he said that for 20 years, this is what he's wanted to do. No, it was already landed. They were waiting. They were waiting to park.
Imagine if they were still flying.
No.
And
the funniest thing was that he was caught, arrested in his home,
and he was found
boning his boyfriend.
If you're saying a male flight attendant is gay, I'm shocked.
The best part of the story is they had cock paintings all over the.
Wait, was his boyfriend Jamie Foxx?
Oh.
Dude, when the cops came in to bust that guy, what was for dinner at that point?
Yeah, what
was being served?
Were you in the backyard at that point?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Were there a lot of hot dogs at this barbecue?
Yeah, a little party
winner. There's actually tacos, which I found ironic.
Yeah. Nice. I want to say having served in the public sector, doing service jobs, I totally sympathize with that guy.
Wait, so you were a male prostitute?
No. Just working in shitty jobs, you know, where you have to deal with stupid people.
Yeah, yeah.
Many is the time when you want to just fucking beat the shit out of somebody. So I totally say, obviously shouldn't have, opened the chute, I guess.
Has anyone gotten a hold of the woman who started this whole thing?
No.
I think it was the Chicken McNuggets.
Why didn't they arrest that bitch?
For some reason, people on like an airplane are like extra obnoxious. Like I remember one time I was on a flight to Israel. No, from Israel back home.
I mean, obviously, people are going to be obnoxious on that flight.
Yeah, that's true. But I've been on other flights and people have been obnoxious. So this woman had a baby. Which was the first part of the annoyance. And then her baby, like, pooped in its diaper, and you could fucking smell it. So I'm sitting there with my sister for, like, 2 hours already, and she hasn't changed the baby. So I fucking call the stewardess guy over. And I'm like, excuse me.
Steward.
It smells over here. I think that woman needs to change that baby's diaper. So at first he's like, oh, you know, I can't really say anything just yet, but let's see. So then he finally says something to her, and he walks away, and then she starts changing the baby on the seat. Then I call him over again.
How far was she away from you?
She was in the seat in front of me.
Right there? Wow.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
So I call him over, and you know, in the bathrooms all the way in the back of the plane, like, they have baby changing tables.
That's so far. I don't want to get up. It's far away.
It was so ridiculous. So then I call him over, and I told him what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, about to flip out. He's like, oh, my God. So then he brought, like, a spray, and he started, like oust or whatever. He started ousting the smell. And then she came back, and he was like, you know, you can't change the baby's diaper here. You have to go use the bathroom in the back. And she just was, like, she didn't give a shit.
Is she a foreigner or an American?
I don't know. She was like a religious lady.
Yeah, that's a shocker.
Has no parents.
Where were the other 12 kids sitting?
Yeah, throughout the plane, shitting in their seats.
Did she have to change the baby through a sheet with a hole in it? I don't know how far that reaches.
I wish, because that might have like contained the smell just a little bit.
Yeah,
but it's a barrier.
They have to do everything through a sheet.
This is why I don't think they should let kids on flight. Or like drag them in the back of the plane.
Yeah. No, where were the? What if the kid has to go somewhere with his parents?
Oh, you have kid-only flights and
non-cargo holes.
See, I think
catapult.
No, you sedate them and you put them underneath the plane.
See, I think that's the wrong remedy for the problem. I think just stupid people should be sterilized.
I definitely agree with you.
Okay, they take an IQ test before you want to have a kid, and then if not,
no kids for me then.
Like, you need a license for a gun. You should have a license for a gun.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Or we should have, like, that one-child policy.
Like China?
Yes.
Well, you can still, you know, it's kind of biased too, because what that is either you get sterilized or you pay a fine. So rich people basically have more kids.
But that's fine because rich people can afford kids.
But they could be just as
stupid.
That
would stimulate the economy.
That could have been a rich cunt with the baby on the plane. You know, you don't know.
No, because she would have had like a midwife kind of thing.
She would
have been first class, yeah. Mm-hmm. She would have had her own jet.
If that would have happened in first class, I think I would have been abused.
What?
Amused.
Oh,
abused.
I look real hot. Hey.
Dirty diapers and abusing Noah? Awesome.
Ew.
I think this episode has a title.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Well, that was fun. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Anything else?
Rob's making a note of the title.
Oh, good. That's what we always scramble to do later. Mm-hmm.
Did you want to talk about the Jamie Foxx is gay?
No.
What's going on there?
I don't know. Lawrence Fishburne's daughter or whatever, she came out this week wanting to be a porn star or has a porn.
Yeah.
And Jamie Foxx was making fun of her on his show at Sirius. And then she came out and said that Jamie Foxx has a gay sex tape.
I want to start playing a sound effect every time you mention Sirius.
Okay. What kind of sound effect? Serious.
Serious.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a serious bell.
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom.
But, you know, I heard, like, okay, first of all, I wouldn't be surprised because he's so homophobic. Mm-hmm. And I also heard that.
Ooh, lay it on us.
What name does Puff Daddy go by this nowadays?
P. Diddy.
Diddy.
Yeah.
P. Diddy.
He's also gay.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's hot.
That makes sense.
Have you ever, like,
fashion line,
walked by their studio and seen him squatting over the microphone or anything like that?
Actually, he's out in L.A., so I really don't know.
Oh, okay. That sucks.
Jamie Foxx also has a show on Sirius, right?
That's what she was.
Well, he has a whole channel dedicated to him.
Really? Jamie Foxx has a
channel.
Get it?
Amazing.
Wow.
He's talking about his butt.
It all makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
I'm going to get fired, I think.
Oh, please. Or promoted.
He doesn't like when you make fun of him. No.
Don't worry. If they try to fire you, just pull the emergency hatch and slide down. And run home.
Down on the McGraw-Hill building. Yeah.
This is the only. This and Montana Fishburne are the only two places where anyone's talking about that stupid show anyway.
Well,
so.
The Foxhole?
Yeah.
Well, the Foxhole
channel.
Channel.
It's a channel, not a show.
But the only. Well, the part that he's on, but the only time people actually hear the show is when people are passing it to find Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Somebody getting a phone call.
That was weird. That never happened before.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said. Literally.
I've heard that from some.
You want to talk about it? Oh, and other gay news, Tom Hardy used to be gay, and now he's not.
No, you have to explain. Yeah.
How are you used to be gay?
No, like apparently back in the day that he just craved the cock, and now he's like, come over it. I grew out of my experiment.
I don't know who that is.
You saw Inception, the dude that was like the shapeshifter.
Oh, you blew a fantasy.
It's not a mystery.
The one
who
made himself look like other people.
Yeah, and the guy
the
that
British
was like
one.
In Bruno. Oh, no, not Bruno. Fucking Bronson, that big, huge dude with the handlebar mustache.
But I totally
thought.
Oh,
that guy. Okay.
Yeah, I believe it.
I knew that guy was gay the second he was on
the
screen.
Yeah, he's not gay anymore.
But I mean,
he's
gay.
Thank
I mean,
God.
Very effeminate.
That's just because he's British.
Yeah.
Well, he said in that interview that he feels he is effeminate, and he
yeah.
was never like
oh, yeah,
one of the guys.
But now he is one of the guys.
Welcome to OutDog.
Yeah, really let's talk about some vagina.
Wait, can we talk about Kirk Hammett come out of the closet too with Jerry Curl?
No, he never came out.
That's he has to go. Not Jerry Curl.
I like that he grew his hair out again.
Oh, Kirk Hammett.
Would you bone her?
Can I just out him right now?
Yeah. Kirkina.
Like, his voice is too feminine for me. I don't think I'd like that.
Just sit on his face all day.
He has like a John Waters mustache and a Jerry curl and an effeminate voice. How can he not be gay?
He's like the Mexican Michael Jackson. Is he Mexican?
My lifestyle! Curl is my death style!
What is is he? He looks Mexican to me. But
Kirk Hammett?
Yeah.
I think it's the same guy as the long-haired dude in Black Eyed Peas. Is that anomaly kind of race?
A mutt?
A Filipino.
Is he really?
No, I'm looking it up.
Let's get the last word.
To the wiki. Because Hammett, that ain't no...
Yeah, he was born to a Filipino mother and an Irish merchant marine
father. I'm good.
That means he's...
He gives good hand jobs.
He's part syphilis. Yeah. I wonder if he prefers corn or flour.
Let's give him a call.
Can we call him?
Chicken Vindaloo?
What if he wants to call us, Rob? What's our phone number?
Our number is 646-929-1357. And,
Lucas, where are you?
Who's in the chat today?
Why is there something sticky on the board?
Noah's got a sanitary napkin.
I ejected.
Pizza destroyer.
Who ejaculated on the board?
I brought pretzel rods and it gets me off.
Ew.
You stick
like
pretzel
all
rods
over.
Up your butt?
No, it's more of like an oral
thing.
Do
you like the ridged?
All right, we have to lower the ratio of cock and cum content on this show today.
Oh, sorry.
I got a rash this
week.
Whoa, what?
Whoa.
About that?
Deal breaker.
Yeah. Go.
Wait. Inner thigh?
No.
Oh.
It was on my
Boo.
Chest and my stomach.
What?
And it was all because of San Locos.
No.
We went to San Locos at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah. You
want That's to what I got for eating a chili
nope.
dog.
It's a very greasy but good
restaurant. I wouldn't say it's especially greasy.
I always feel like very, I feel like very oily after I eat there.
All right, fair enough.
Well, that's because you get the oil chips.
Yeah, that's true.
You get the bucket of oil.
I got the BP enchilada. It's very heavy food, though.
Oh, but
it's very delicious food.
You know what?
It's funny because I've been waking up with rashes on my chest.
Mm.
Not like often, but like once. In a while.
Have you been
like,
San Loco lately?
And I was like, what is this? Am I like sweating at
Is
night?
It only on nights when Sean sleeps over?
Because I have sand fleas.
But no, I think it actually might be San Loco. Noah might have nailed it.
What did you eat specifically?
I had a Chipotle chicken taco loco, and I had chili.
I think it's the chili.
And I think it's the chili.
They give me a lot of food.
I've never had chili for
that place.
So don't. Unless you want to get a rash.
It's so good.
I don't want to do it to test it out.
It's so good.
Give somebody a rash. I've never heard of that before.
I kind of want
you
the
eating
yeah,
it or pouring it on yourself?
Well,
a little bit of both.
I was going to say, like, it's very
It may have been dripping down my chin.
I thought it was good for 4:30 in the morning.
Rash is like a topical, outside thing.
No, well, you can get a reaction from... I don't think it was an allergy, because I don't have allergies.
Is it gone?
When's the last time?
Oh, show us, Noah.
It's not an
allergy. Well, my chest is practically hanging out, so...
Noah's wearing a lovely summer dress.
I have it a little bit like here. You can feel it.
No?
No, you need to stop showering with Bruno.
It's true.
No, it's not. He's clean. He's sleeping because we're so
warm.
But boring.
I feel like I want to eat this chili to get the rash because it'll make me look more tan.
Yeah.
No, it's going to make you look more red.
Yeah, I'm super ginger.
Yeah, beat Z for blue right now.
Super rash ginger. Because of the S in the chest.
You can mingle in with my bat signal chest hair.
It was annoying.
Is that
and
the
I
chest hair pattern that you have developed?
Yeah, I actually have to shave my nipples so I don't have the bat signal, so I just have like an unruly diamond in the middle.
That's a good band name.
Unruly diamond?
Yeah.
There you go. Now you have a band name.
No, we already got Ziploc colostomy bag.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I approve of that.
Yeah. So what about what's going on with this band with the hard 80s hardcore sound?
Oh, next week. We have
Sean's old talk.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, what do you do?
Nothing.
She has a specific
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
By the way, someone...
I'm certified.
I'm sorry. Somebody already brought up the name Super Ginger in the chat. It's been like 30 seconds.
Should I just go for that?
I think it should just work it.
Yeah.
It'd be a good gimmick.
Yeah.
Be a good way to get press.
I'm more of a Super Marianne guy myself. You got it.
That's a Gilligan's Island joke.
Mm-hmm.
You really reached for that one.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wonder how many of our listeners get the reference.
How many were born after it like was canceled?
Well, all of
all
them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Well, not Darren. Darren, what are you, 52?
Oh.
Yeah.
Gonna be. In 16 years.
He's only 30.
No, I'm not 30. I'm older than that.
Oh, my God. Darren got a car.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Drive us home.
mom drove me here. It was great.
Yeah, I don't have a license yet.
Your mom's kind of attractive.
I finally got to meet Darren's mom after like 10 years of knowing you.
You met her before.
I've never met her.
You met her at our old show.
You like bum rush the car. I thought you were going to kiss her or something.
Well, because she was driving away, and like that was my one chance to finally meet your mom.
You literally kicked your dog aside and
ran. No, I didn't. I was never.
You kicked your dog?
Nope.
Darren,
you bitch.
Watch. If your mom has a rash tomorrow, Darren, you
you dirty little.
My mom has red scabies on those.
I've been hugging people extra long just to try to transfer my rash onto them.
I can't do it.
Wait, you hug me.
Oh, it'd be too obvious if I infect Aaron or directly. I was hoping she hugs him or something.
Yeah.
And then scabies by proxy.
Mm-hmm. That's another good band name.
Yeah, I'll take that one. I'm full of these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on?
Jeff?
Oh, thanks. That helps a lot. I'm going to see Slayer and Megadeth tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And Testament.
Are you interviewing them?
You did not tell me that you were going to go?
I'm telling you right now.
Well, I know, but if I would have known last week, I would have never taken the job.
He posted it on Metal Injection.
Yeah. It was definitely.
She doesn't read that site.
I don't read that site. I only read Wayne and Blonde.
Is he? Are you sure you can't swing anything with him? He seems like a pretty laid back dude.
Tom Ryan.
Yeah, have him call in next week.
Hold on, let me text him. Let me see what he's doing.
Who's calling me?
But you know, it's pretty much confirmed now that he no longer does his trademark scream at the beginning of Angel of Death.
Oh, really?
Crowd
yeah.
With him.
He can't do it.
Yeah.
He doesn't even try. So I think can we just cue it up?
Hold on, let's see.
Because he pretty much... Yeah!
It does seem it's now not the biggest part of the song.
Yeah. It's a part of the song. I feel like with it not there, it's like an instrument's missing.
Why don't they, you know, Lady Gaga, she doesn't really sing. Just have that
yes,
part.
Yes, she does.
No, she
what?
Does.
Just have that part she play. Doesn't. And then when it gets lower, he can like, join in with it. Mm-hmm. I would do that.
Does he have the crowd do it, or what's the story?
He doesn't even. It's like it never.
They just play the guitar part. And that's it.
Yeah, but the crowd does do it.
Yeah, okay.
But it's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
But it should be very exciting. Megadeth is playing all of Rust in Peace, and Slayer is playing all of Seasons of the Abyss.
So jealous.
Apparently, someone posted a link to him doing the scream really badly. In the chat. Is that what that is?
Let's look it up. Are you asking me?
You do it, Ross.
I got it. Yeah.
Can you take my book and if you meet Dave Mustaine, can you have him write me
not.
A message in
no,
there? A special message?
Megadeth is terrible.
You are terrible.
I know.
It says Tom Araya screams like a dream.
Can
you play that again? That was...
No, the quality is not fun.
I don't know.
The chat room is really arguing about Lady Gaga now. Thanks for starting that, Darren.
No, they're not. They're arguing whether she has a cock or not. They're not saying, it's not like she's good or bad.
Who cares?
One who cares if she has a cock? I
one kid is really defending that she sings her song.
What a loser.
I know.
Which
did the Metal Injection chat?
No,
she's
I'm not.
Arguing.
If she's dancing around, it's
doing?
Impossible for her to
I'm
sing.
I'm not saying she doesn't sing the songs on the record. I'm saying it live. She's
well, if she's singing by a piano, then she's probably singing. But if she's dancing around, probably not.
No, it doesn't matter. She sucks.
She's so terrible. God, why don't you marry her, Sean?
She has, like, bummer pancake boobs that suck.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying, even the...
bummer pancake? That's pretty good.
I wouldn't
like
care.
I prefer, like, bummer waffles.
Fair enough.
But if she was unattractive, but if she was a good artist, I wouldn't care. Like, Missy Elliott, I think, is hideous, but I like her albums, you know, and her work, but
she's also black.
No, but, that, see, that doesn't work for me because I don't find her attractive at all.
I mean, she's hideous.
So you give her extra points for being black?
Right.
Because she might have friends that you find attractive.
There's no points in her being black except if she was a hot black chick, though.
She has...
Otherwise, they're all equal.
She lost a lot of weight.
She's still ugly.
In her face.
Not even in that garbage bag outfit?
Face bad.
Apparently, she
looks like Jar Jar Binks. But I respect her because she made a living without using just looks. Like you know.
If she tried to use looks to make a living, she'd be homeless.
Exactly.
Yeah, she was a smart businesswoman in that regard.
Former businesswoman, Missy Elliott.
Yeah, she's not like around anymore.
I think she produces stuff. She
produces. Your face produces stuff.
Oh, that was funny in 2004.
You were funny in 2004.
Your face produces sexy chin straps.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you.
You always make me blush when you give me a compliment.
You know what I do.
Take a shirt off.
Blush where? You sure it's not a rash?
He actually put his shirt off.
One day it's going to itch up.
Blind the room.
Well, Jenny might come by later. So
okay. Oh,
sure
the shirt will
Jenny's going to come by and hopefully talk about the... like pounds and pounds of flesh they yanked out of her body, correct?
Well,
she gave birth.
You guys saw her the other day.
I didn't.
Darren, you don't come out to country.
Well, Sean, Rich, and Rob saw her, but Rich, I'm not sure you've met her before.
Oh, that's the girl. Thursday,
Friday,
whatever.
Yeah. She looks. I mean, she doesn't look like a skinny girl. Like she's still.
Wow, that's rude.
And they said she was, someone
she's
told me she was like,
now.
Took the words out of my mouth.
What was she before?
First of all, skinny is not a compliment. Thin is a compliment.
I don't know.
Whatever. Semantic woman.
Yeah. Same thing, yeah.
Take notes.
What was she before?
If she checked up by Cosmo.
In your opinion.
I never saw her as like a fat person.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought she was very curvy. But she's still curvy, but like her legs are smaller.
Right. I heard
that start somewhere.
Someone told me that she was like the stitches ripped and she was bleeding everywhere.
That was
yeah,
me
that
told you that.
Well, I think Rob told me through you.
Oh.
What?
Well, way to go, Rob. Telling people my business.
Well, you just thought you told me.
Thanks a lot, Darren.
I got confused.
I didn't know that was a secret, not to tell anyone.
No, I went to her house.
These people cannot be trusted.
All right, we'll cut that out of the.
No, it's kind of cooler. Like you know, her back oozes.
I went to her house.
Nickelodeon
Gek.
Dream?
Can I tell my story?
Nope.
Whoa.
Jeez. I'm listening.
All right. I went to her house, and she has stitches, like, on her inner thighs, and then she has, like, one big one all across her back. So we were on her bed.
Oh.
No, because after we hang out, we hang out on her bed.
Were there
use her living room.
Sorry. Were there any cock photos on the on the wall?
Just of the boys that she abused. That's all.
There was a real boy on the wall. Okay, so what happened?
And she's sitting on, like, those, like, wee-wee pads.
Why
are you telling
what?
The story about
what?
Your
that's what you used to train a dog to
yeah.
go before
she was really sitting
that.
On a pee pad?
Well, only because she was sick and tired because, like, she kept washing her sheath. Like, she washed them twice that day because she started, like, her stitches open and she started bleeding.
So can I interrupt you for a second? So was it a makeshift wee-wee pad or
no,
a
no,
real
it was, like,
wee-wee
the blue ones with the white.
Skate bunk wee-wee pads. For a dog? Like, a real
dog? Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no. I mean, like, they put them for babies, don't they? Like, you put
no,
them
no,
for
not.
For
babies. No,
I don't know.
No.
I guess.
Well, do you give her the wee-wee pads for her dog?
No, Bruno is not. He's not allowed to go in the
house. Were they left over?
Yeah, but let's be honest. She wasn't supposed to be fucking yet with her fresh sutures.
I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying
anything. Maybe someone was fucking
the
girl. Oh.
She's, yeah. Well, okay. So, anyway. So, first... Her thigh started bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the stitch popped, did one of her dudes fuck the opening?
Yeah, that's what it's.
Oh my God, I don't know.
I'm gonna slit your thigh, fuck the wound.
I don't think so. Jenny's a very classy young lady.
Well, it's a rare opportunity.
I don't think she's into wound fucking. That's kind of gross.
What is it called if the guy comes inside the wound?
Pregnancy.
Say the womb.
No, the wound.
Oh, that's.
I don't. Is there a thing? I don't know. I don't know.
Sterilizing.
Sterilization.
I'm not up to that.
Yeah, it's protein in there.
Is there like
a
unless you have.
I'm not aware of one.
Are there any fetishes where like
probably.
Guys
yeah.
come in wounds.
There has to be. Google it's a fetish for anything.
Yeah. No, blood.
Save it for
fetish
next sexual
is a pretty wide range.
Yeah. But anyway.
Someone in the chat writes, yo, miss, let me fuck your leg, miss.
Sigh.
Plus one.
So then she...
Sigh is part of your leg.
So, like, okay, so then she finally gets up and she shows me. And she shows me her back.
Yeah.
She shows me her back. And, like, some of the stitches were open, and I could see, like, inside
you
of
saw
her.
Saw her, like, rib cage and shit?
No, you know how, like, if you cut the skin deep enough, you see yellow stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting turned on.
Whoa.
Yellow, you say?
His favorite color.
No.
Yeah, so I saw that. And I was high.
Did you pound it?
No, I couldn't look at it. Even though I like that stuff usually, but I guess because I was high.
Could you get some Italian bread and dip it in?
Oh! All
right.
Sprinkle some salt in it. You just smear it around.
I found a way to offend me. Because that really looks like olive oil you dip it in.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah. But she looks great.
Yeah. Except for the pus, yeah.
She's able to go out in public now.
Except for the
good.
Pus and blood, yeah.
She looks good on a wee-wee pad, that's all.
Except for the pus and blood, that's the name of our episode. Write that down. Ay, ay, ay.
She's on a date right now with someone she used to have a crush on in high school.
Can we call her?
Yeah, can we call her right now?
On the date?
Yeah. Actually, we can call her.
Yes,
we'll be on
can
the air.
Can we call her? Let's see. How, I'm going to try to figure Skype out.
Okay. But I don't think we should use Pus and Blood for the title because for SEO, people might get the puss.
Rob, you're
there. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Somebody searched for pig fuck on Google the other day.
Found your
and they got a pig destroyer video.
Oh, wasn't there another one, too? Like, Teen Bitch or some shit, and they found
Teen
Bitch.
Speaking of crazy band names, we'll be playing Death or No Death at the top of the 10 o'clock hour.
Or No Death.
Why don't we use this while Noah's figuring out how to use a phone?
I already figured it out.
Oh, shit. Sick burn.
Musical break.
No, because
well, let's call Jenny really quick. See what she's up to in the whole
thing. You don't have to yell.
Oh, do we have her on the line yet?
No. Can we patch her through to a Chinese restaurant?
Yeah, right there.
Is she listening?
No, she's on a date.
Oh, I just forgot, yeah. Going well. Hold on, I have to talk.
Wait, are we
going to
prank her?
No.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Let's
hack
her. Where's your number?
You know they could just isolate our voices out, right?
Damn it. She'll be getting a lot of calls tonight, I guess.
Change your number, Jenny.
Guess who has a lot of dates right now? Jenny does.
You should have just hung up on the phone.
I did.
I mean, right away.
You're Italian bread ready.
What does it matter if I hung up before?
Because the number would have been aired.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Why do you think we were yelling?
Let's wrap it up.
I'm going to cut that part out.
All right. Let's take a break.
You don't want to try to call her again?
No,
wait, maybe later.
I can't.
She's doing it.
The Jewish lady inside of me just wants to try to keep calling her over and over and over.
I know. She's so
call us.
Well, she could tell us how the date's going live, like a tweet.
Right.
Live tweeting.
Live tweet. Getting banged in the suture.
Suture bang. Back to the suture.
Okay.
It'll scratch me, but it's a little wet.
All right, let's take a minute.
Four stitches blown. Right.
What are we playing?
What do we got?
I mean, like, you couldn't start eating that pretzel rod after the suture break.
Impossible.
Hey, who's not eating a pretzel rod? This guy.
Everyone but Rob.
I don't want to talk about one. No, we're going to start off with a little animals as leaders.
Yes.
Lame.
Oh, no one likes it? Let's move on.
Come on.
Animals, I love it. Shut up, Sean.
You all are lame.
All
oh, sorry, Sean. There's no vocals.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to hate it.
Let's move on.
Anyway. My headphones have already been removed.
Tell people we're going to play the game, so they should call in, too.
You have a mic.
Well, you're DJing, so I have
to. And make sure you play the game.
Terrible. Tell them after the music break.
Yeah. All right. Good.
don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I left this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got to pay for magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You can buy your sandwich from me. Cause I'm a deli only R.A.B.
Can't feel the bomb apply a jetliner. I'm not the kind of guy who blows shit up for Al-Qaeda. You like to think all of us as of that is like Osama. It's like me saying all Americans are Jeffrey Dahmer. I see a hockey with a dodge just got to worker. Now a little in the clear picking up a burger. Can't resist, muscle chicks, they look good on camels. This one bitch on Reg Rich, she gave my family cat. She's from my country, think she likes me cause I come from Yemen. All of your girls treat me funny after 9/11. That kind of shit makes you take, makes you look at bourbon. I keep a little bottle underneath my gun. Little kids in the street looking at me weird. You don't want to know what kind of shit is in my beer. Takes 3 hours to undress to go pee. It's not so easy to be an ARAB.
I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got your paper magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me.
Yeah.
I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. Don't see me hanging with Israelis. Cause I'm a turban wearing a R.A.B.
Not a Turk or a Shiite or a Pakistani. No, I'm Mr. Raji. I'm an A.R.A.B. I'm from Yemen and Yushi. It's 100 days peace in February. I'm an A.R.A.B. Can't skate, can't ski. No liquor and ice tea. No vanilla Pepsi. I'm an A.R.A.B. No MTV. No Naz or Jay-Z. No electricity. I'm an A.R.A.B. Got a nice bodega outside the 7th lane. I can get you toilet paper, extra soft on plane. Got umbrella for $2 if it start to rain. You want to find credit? You must be a cocaine. Oh crap, FBI, knocking on my window pane. I swear I don't know anything about Saddam Hussein. When I was metal injection, I always get a twitch. And sex with Noah, then I found a Jesus name. Bill?
I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got to pay for magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. There ain't no show out here you can see. Cause I'm a desert dwelling A.R.A.B.
Arabs never eat spaghetti, shrimp, or calamari. I wish I could because I'm really sick of chicken curry. You ever have to share a bathroom with the 11 brothers? My little nephew had to run away from Chinese brothers. Arabs, we don't eat bacon. Arabs, we don't use mirrors. Arabs, we get direct TV for watching Al Jazeera. Arabs, we don't watch porno. Arabs, we don't play hockey. Arabs, we don't like when you call us name like Camel Rocky. I got a bad attitude from living in the sand. Call me towel head, I'll snap like a rubber band. Adams were regular guys, nobody understands. Where I come from, there's no survivor friends of Spider-Man. There ain't no Jenna Jameson, there ain't no Jackie Chan. And if they catch you masturbating, they cut off your hand.
Ow!
So I came here to the land of the free, so I can be me. A taxi driving ARAB.
I don't know what you heard about me.
Yeah.
I'm not a terrorist, I left this country.
Woo!
You only got one wife, I got three. You've got your paper magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. I don't eat pork and I pray to the key. Cause I'm an Allah feeding A.R.A.B.
You know, Americans ain't gay. There's no business like children. In Yemen, they say, there's no business like children.
Oh, yeah, so some franchise out now.
You done hollering?
No.
Bird.
Thank you.
That I want you to die. Slow death. Immense decay. Showers that cleanse you of your life. But your pain is over. Because we now return to the Metal Injection Livecast. At metalinjection.net/livecast.
Woo! We are back! I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like the way that we're sitting right now. Sean is invading my space.
He's in your lap.
Can I switch with him?
Well, Sean has to be away from my laptop because I have the answers to the game on it.
It's true. And I keep stroking his inner thigh.
That too.
Whoa, that's an added bonus.
I won't get you any points in this game, Sean.
That's right. You can't play McCaffrey.
Sean's always trying to get an upper hand.
It's true.
Or,
what is, or a lower hand.
Or a lower hand.
And Noah, the chat room has to be minimized.
Wait, first of all, we have a caller.
Who's the caller?
Well, maybe he wants to play the game.
Well, maybe he will.
203.
Connecticut.
Is it Colin?
What up?
Who is this? Name, please.
Is this your boy that knows you?
No.
Who is this? Which one?
Caller. Are you guys talking to me?
Yes.
Who are you? Yes.
Oh,
you
called? Yo, what's up, guys? My name's Amro.
What?
Amro.
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 What kind of name is that?
What kind of name is Rob?
I mean, what ethnicity? I wasn't making fun of your name. I'm asking you, where are you from?
Oh, I'm actually from Egypt. I was actually, I'm a long-time listener. Let's put it that way. I've never called before, but I remember you guys were having a conversation. I don't know which fucking episode it was about Muslim callers, if any of you are Muslim listeners by any chance that also listen to metal and listen to your show and shit. Here I am.
Cool.
Sir, you don't have to curse.
Yet it took you this long to identify yourself?
No, not at all. I don't know. I just you guys, it happens to actually be the first day of Ramadan, so. I was actually riding home from my parents' house and I was wanting to listening to you guys, but I don't have any access to a computer, so I was like, fuck it, why not? Let's just call.
There it is. See, it's a little Easter egg of our phone number.
Yeah.
But then
Easter,
we'll...
Rob said Ramadan, not Easter.
What? Easter
Mammoth
is my
people. Mammoth Commander in the chat has a very good question. Do you prefer flour or corn mummification?
Whichever, dude. Whoever wants to mummify me can choose. Let's put it that way.
How old of a guy are you?
Choice of the mummifier.
How old am I?
Yeah.
How old do you think I am?
I don't know how. I'm
27.
25.
Okay. Oh, so you're grown. I was going to ask you if you were like 18 or 19, if like your parents had a problem
with
going to like a Jew show, you know?
No.
25.
Yeah, no, probably. I moved to the States when I was 3 years old, me and my brother. Well, I mean, and my family as well. But we
were they all serious?
Here in Connecticut. What'd you say?
Are they serious Muslims or what?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty, I guess we're pretty religious. I don't know. I mean, I do everything not religious. I'm high as fuck right now. I mean, as soon as we broke our fast, me and my brother, we went out for a nice big joyride.
So are you driving right now? Like, what is the situation?
Yeah, I'm actually driving. I'm driving home to my apartment where my wife is chilling, waiting for me. I just had some dinner with my parents and shit.
So you might get into a car accident live on the air while talking to us.
What kind of
car? Yeah, I might. I mean, you never know what could happen.
And the question, death or no death, will finally be answered.
Yeah, that brings up a good point. We're about to play our game show, Death or No Death. And we wanted to have...
I haven't been listening. Let me join.
Well, I was about to invite you.
Isn't that like a couple of rounds?
What?
Do you have the caller?
Yeah.
No. What?
Yeah. He's going to only play... Well, let me explain the game.
Okay.
So, what we're going to do is, for the first two rounds, our five contestants slash hosts in the studio are going to play against each other. After the first round, I'm going to knock out the two people with... Not physically knock them out. the people...
Damn it.
Thank you.
The people with the two lowest scores are going to be...
Punch Noah and Sean. I'm kidding.
They're already knocking each other out of the corner.
Ew.
By the way, where's the deal, no deal music? Did you ever find that?
Yes.
Okay, let me have some of that, since we're officially starting. In the second round, we're going to be down to three players. Those three players will go against each other, and the person with the highest score at the end of round two will go against the caller. And if the caller beats our host in the lightning round, you win a prize. You want to repeat what that prize is?
You win an extremely limited edition Cannibal Corpse 3-disc DVD set featuring a holographic cover not available anywhere else.
Wait, we win that?
No, the caller will win it. If one of us wins, you get nothing.
You get the pleasure of defending that Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah, I should win something.
Getting to somebody.
If we beat the caller, we get to destroy the DVDs. We get to, like, break them in half.
If you choose to do that.
Was that Sid?
So
I can't really, hear too well because, you know, I'm driving and shit. Was that Sid?
I thought you were going to say because you're Muslim.
Anyway, if you don't want that DVD, you can have some Graf Orlok T-shirts too. That we have.
Well, if he can't hear it too good, maybe he shouldn't play. We'll give him some other like prize now
for
calling.
We'll give you the first time caller. For...
I'm assuming he couldn't.
Well,
hear
yo, Rob. I just wanted to say, first of all, I love that fucking Peter. What's his fucking face? Peter Steele. That voice pig. So Peter Steele. That voice. Oh man, that's fucking great, dude. I could listen to that all day.
Whoa.
That's a little creepy. Peter Steele's freaked out about that.
No, not like that.
What's that again?
By the way, my brother actually saw the Human Centipede the other day with his friend, and he said it was actually one of the best horror movies, I guess you could call it a horror movie, that he's ever seen, which I thought was kind of interesting. I've never seen it myself, but I thought you'd like to know, because I know you thought it was the biggest waste of time.
I shouldn't see it. I'm going totally on Darren's recommendation.
It's really a terrible movie. It's fascinating to watch, and like, as if in the sense that when you pass a train wreck or something, that you can't turn away from it. So, but as a movie, it's just really bad. There's no movie to it.
But to be fair, Darren's movie is Cannonball Run 2.
That's true.
I do like that movie.
High five.
That and the
Take-A-Life.
And Deliverance.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite movie, but yes, I would give a thumbs up.
Anything
Cannibal
with Dom DeLuise.
Yeah. Big fan of that movie.
Silence of the Hams?
Yeah. Oh, he just has a cameo.
He's still on the box.
All right, we ready to start?
Anyway, I just want to say, you guys do a fucking awesome show. Love that shit, dude. It's hilarious. So keep it up.
Well, if you're a Metal Injection junkie, send me a private message to Rob Injection.
Ooh.
And
I will not, but maybe I will become one.
You are, wow, some fan you are.
Oh,
you're not even a junkie.
Oh, my
gosh.
Deal.
Hang up.
No deal.
Minimize the chat room.
No, we're kidding. Send me a private message.
All right, so I guess we'll just let the calls accumulate, and we'll take someone at random when it's time to do that. So just stay on the line. Everybody stay on the line if you want to play.
All right, guys. It was great talking to you. Have a great show.
Don't get into an accident.
Yep.
Have a great day.
Let me ask you this, Dan. Yeah. Now, we're all supposed to not look in the chat room and all of that while we're playing. Now, how do we know that the listener won't be doing that?
The listener, I'm going to be reading names rapid fire. I don't think they're going to have time to Google every single one.
Okay.
That's why I don't want them playing in the main round.
Right on.
They could look that up. All right, are we ready? Cue of the music.
I'm nervous.
Okay. Oh, about my hand in your lap. You're nervous about that.
A lot of lap hands
today. Sean! Sorry. All right, everybody, welcome to Death or No Death. I'm Darren Mandel.
Shouldn't have worn that dress.
That's a great dress.
As you know, just to give a quick recap, Sid is our returning champion.
Sid is our returning champion.
Are you going to do that everything I say?
Yes.
Now, in the first round, I'm going to read you five categories. I'm going to start out with.
I'm going to
start with. It's getting real annoying real fast. We'll start with Sean, and I'm going to read you our categories. Here they are, and you pick one, please. The whore, the merrier.
Okay.
True colors.
All right.
Forced entry.
Ooh.
Death smorgasbord.
Okay.
Designated Hitler.
Right.
Or black metal Jabberwock.
We'll go with the third one.
Third one is forced entry. Okay, guys. Tell me which band is fake. Raped with a jackhammer. Nuclear rape. Raped by pigs. Or bestially raped till dismemberment. Let's go to Noah first.
Wait, I have to remember all those names?
I'm going to repeat them one time.
Wait.
And that's it.
Okay.
Ready. Raped with a jackhammer, nuclear rape, raped by pigs, bestially raped till dismemberment. Three are real, one is fake.
The first one is fake.
First one is raped with a jackhammer. Sid.
I'm going to say raped by pigs.
Raped by pigs.
I totally zoned out. Can I get the names again? I'm sorry.
I'm not the only one.
Rape to the jackhammer. I'm not going to do this every question.
Right,
you got to pay attention.
Pay attention.
Nuclear rape, raped by pigs, or bestially raped till dismembered?
The pigs one, definitely.
Raped by pigs.
Nuclear.
Nuclear rape. And Sean?
I'm going to go with Rich Hall. Nuclear.
Sean says nuclear rape. This might be a first. The only one who got the correct answer is Noah.
What?
What?
Rape.
Oh, no.
With
what
a jackhammer. Other three perfectly real. So, Noah scores. And I'm going to go now to Noah. We're going to go around the table for category choosing. You have the whore, the merrier, true colors, death smorgasbord, designated Hitler, or black metal Jabberwock.
Did you say forced entry?
That was already
that was the
done.
Last one.
Damn it.
Jesus Christ. God, that pot is killing you.
She was tweeting.
I'm trying to, like, promote this, so I kind of didn't listen to what you said.
Break. Go ahead. Pick a category.
Can you just repeat the question?
No. Just pick a number from 1 to 5.
3.
3 is Death Smorgasbord. Okay. Which band is fake among these bands related to food? Lobster Apocalypse, Hot Buttered Anal, Cinnamon Oatmeal, or Corn Muffins.
So one of these is fake.
One of these is fake. Three are real. Sid.
Cinnamon Oatmeal.
Cinnamon Oatmeal. Rob.
The butter one.
Hot Buttered Anal.
The first one.
Rich says Lobster Apocalypse. Sean?
I gotta go with Lobster Apocalypse.
Lobster Apocalypse.
Stop biting me.
I'm sorry.
And Noah.
I don't remember all the choices, but when I heard the cinnamon one, I thought that one was fake.
Cinnamon Oatmeal. Well, it's pretty split down the middle. The correct answer, the fake band is Cinnamon Oatmeal.
Son of a bitch.
Whoa.
Still in the lead. This is
Noah and Sid.
Sean, I want to lose.
Yeah,
myself.
No,
okay.
No.
Just everyone take a snapshot. This may never happen again. Noah is leading the pack.
It's the dress.
What?
Good one.
What?
Okay, now it's time for Sid to pick a category. We have the whore, the merrier, true colors, designated Hitler.
Designated Hitler.
Designated Hitler.
Oh, right for the jugular.
Okay, tell me which band is fake. These bands all have the word Holocaust in the title. Three are real, one is fake. Ready. Septic Holocaust, Alcoholocaust, Dismembered Holocaust, or Goat Holocaust.
I want all of them to be real.
I think I booked all of them.
3 out of 4.
Alcoholocaust sounds familiar, so that it can't be that one.
Okay.
What were the other three?
No, you're not allowed because you didn't repeat it.
Was one of them a Cinnamon Holocaust?
No.
The last one.
Let's see. Okay, that was Goat Holocaust.
Goat Holocaust, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, Rich.
Lobster Holocaust.
Lobster Holocaust. Sean?
No, that wasn't one of the choices.
I'm not going to stop every time, so I'm just going to let it stay with one.
I guess I'll go with Dismembered Holocaust.
Dismembered Holocaust, Noah.
The first one, I don't remember.
That was Septic Holocaust.
That one.
And Sid?
I'm going to say Septic Holocaust.
Septic Holocaust. Well, guess what? The only one who scores is Sean. Dismembered Holocaust.
Damn it. There's a band called Toxic Holocaust. I think Septic was too close.
Yeah.
And
that's
pretty, you wouldn't have
there's also Septic Death.
Yeah.
Pretty famous band, Toxic Holocaust.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to...
Those kids like them.
Going to go with Rob to pick a category now. We have The Whore, the Merrier, True Colors, or Black Metal Jabberwock.
I'll go with The Whore, the Merrier,
the
Alex.
The Whore, the Merrier. Guys, I'll read four band names with whore in the title. You tell me which one's fake. Blood-Drenched Whore, Crucified Whore, Putrid Whore, or Splatter Whore? And Rich first, please.
Putrid Whore?
Putrid Whore. Sean?
Blood-Drenched Whore.
Blood-Drenched Whore.
Splattered Whore.
Splatter, no splatter. Just
splatter.
Okay, Splatter Whore.
Putrid.
Putrid Whore.
The second one.
Second one was Crucified Whore. Correct answer, fake band is... Blood-Drenched Whore.
Motherfuckers, eat it.
Oh, damn.
Just moved into
the first
tie with Noah.
You're not, oh, we're tied, honey.
Yeah,
that's
it. Aww.
Ew.
Okay. Fresh my memory.
Don't
ever pick the last category? Or?
No,
all right, it's time for Rich's specific category.
Yes.
True Colors or Black Metal Jabberwocky?
Let's go with the Jabberwocky, please.
Black Metal Jabberwocky. Okay, four black metal band names. Tell me which one's fake. Rua Ta'ahamu, Vage Zariavtre,
that's my landlord.
Emuru Angogolak, or Vigsoroth Moshamarahov. Okay, Sean first.
You really can't repeat those?
I'll repeat this one.
Okay. I lost you with moving guy
to the Chinese home.
Rau Ta'ahamu, Vage Zariavtre, Emuru Angogolak, or Vigzoroth Moshamarahov.
All right, I got it.
Number two.
Number two. What was that? That you make
the tray.
Again?
Ends with the tray.
Vage Zaryov tray. Noah.
Whatever C is.
C is Emuru Angogolak.
Yeah.
Sid.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the second one as
okay.
well.
Okay. Second one, Vage Zaryov tray.
Yeah. I was going to go with the second one.
Second one. And Rich. Rich is having a laughing fit.
Four
is Vigsoroth Moshamarahov. Well, the correct answer, the fake band, Emuru Angogolak. That's Noah and Sid that scored.
No.
Oh, Sean. Thanks for being honest.
Sean also said
me
the second
one. Me and Sean
one.
Said the second one.
All right. Oh, so.
Just Noah.
Just Noah. Oh, my God. Noah's all over the lead, by the way.
Rob, whatever weed you gave me, I need more of it.
It's like brain weed.
It's going to help you in sexual
not for me.
Emuru Angogolak is a volcano in the country of Kenya.
And I knew that, actually.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right.
So,
you never asked.
What country was it in?
Kenya.
Okay. I just
by
said
Kenyan.
I know.
By Kenyan.
I'm sorry, I should remember. All right, well, if you guys want to stay in this game, Rob and Rich, you've got to answer this one correct to get into it.
You're going down.
Oh, my God.
You're going down.
Final category is True Colors. And I'm going to read four bands with a color in the title. You tell me which one's fake. Dirty Brown Eye, Black Vomit, Stabbing the Pink, or Inbreeding Rednecks. And we'll go to Sean first.
No, I went first last time.
Oh, did? All right, Noah. Sorry.
I don't remember the first two.
Too bad.
Oh.
All right, I'll read them again.
Okay.
Please.
Last time I'm doing this.
Okay.
Dirty Brown Eye. Black Vomit, Stabbing the Pink, or Inbreeding Rednecks?
I'm going to go with Black Vomit.
Black Vomit.
I'm also going to go with Black Vomit.
Okay.
Dirty Brown Eye.
Dirty Brown Eye.
Stabbing the Pink.
Stabbing the Pink.
I'll go with Rob Dirty Brown Eye.
Dirty Brown Eye.
You're not going with me to dirty anything, buddy.
I will go with Rob Dirty Brown Eye.
The correct answer, the fake band is Stabbing the Pink.
Still in it, bitch.
I'm out of it.
I really am out of it, though.
Unfortunately, Rich is also out of it because Sid was the one you had to. You skipped the correct answer, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, Rich got.
I got the first. So Rich and Sid are tied for last place, and we have to eliminate somebody.
High five.
I'm gonna give you a fake or a real card. I'm gonna read you one band.
Ooh.
Okay, and you immediately hold up what you think it is so I can see it.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, I gave you the wrong card.
Yeah. Even the scorecard.
Okay, ready?
You're gonna weep, bitch.
You're gonna have 3 seconds to hold it up and make a decision. Okay? The band is Brutal Penis. Both said fake, and you're both right. So I'm gonna let you both play the second round.
Yeah!
I don't have too many tiebreaks.
USA, USA, USA.
That's horseshit.
I've left behind though.
Coming for you, Greason.
All right, before we start, I just want to remind everybody.
Now it is.
That Death or No Death is brought to you by Jamie Foxx Ass Cream. Jamie Foxx Ass Cream. Okay, you're ready for the second round, everybody.
Jamie Foxx Ass Cream. Fox stroke glide.
Okay.
When you're going down the foxhole, go down easy.
Now, here are categories. By the numbers, we have the return of lady parts, maggot or thrash it, good lord, or pain in the necro. And I'll let Sean pick a category.
Both my favorite sexual taste, pain in the necro.
Pain in the necro. Okay. Four band names containing necro. You tell me which one is fake. Necro.
Wait, Noah had to step out for a moment.
I thought I heard somebody knocking at the door.
Well, she's just guessing anyway. I don't think it really matters.
She doesn't know.
She's in the lead.
Yeah. No, we're tied. We're tied.
Shut up, loser.
I'm defending her.
Exactly. Right. Shut up, loser.
Here we go. Noah, you act first. Get over there. I didn't even know you got up. Why don't someone who's not playing the game handle this?
Yeah, right. Robert.
Door guy.
I'm like trusting.
Come on, dead air.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Can you give her a key or something?
Four band names containing necro. You tell me which one's fake. Necro abortion, necro gay, necromantic, or necro sadistic goat torture. Noah's first.
Necro-sadistic goat torture.
Okay, Sid.
Necro-abortion.
Necro-abortion.
Necro-abortion, and Sean?
Oh. Torn between the abortion and gay. as usual.
Aren't they all?
I'll go gay.
You'll go gay. Get to the point where you're gay. I'm sorry, all of you got it wrong. The fake band is actually Necromantic, a 1987 disgusting horror movie.
Bum, bum,
oh,
bum.
Oh, oh, no, that actually is the band, though.
Yeah,
the Necromantics.
No,
plural?
I think.
Yeah.
No, you think maybe the New Romantics.
No. Necromantics is definitely a band.
It's a psychobilly
band.
Yeah. Doesn't count.
Then you got tripped up on the plural.
So. Oh, that's why. Oh, fuck it.
Well, you still chose a band that was real.
I know.
Okay, now we're going to go to Noah for a category by the numbers, lady parts, maggot or thrash it, or good lord.
Maggot or thrash it.
Maggot or thrash it. All these bands contain the word maggot. Tell me which one's fake. Maggot brain, pile of maggot-infested viscera, maggot ejaculation, or filthy maggoty cunt.
Maggot brain.
Maggot brain.
Filthy maggoty cunt.
Okay.
I'm going with Sid. Filthy maggoty cunt.
And Sean.
The viscera.
The pile of maggot-infested viscera. This is unbelievable. Noah scores again. Maggot brain is a fake fan.
I don't want to go to the final round, though.
This is
too
bullshit.
Bad. it's a Parliament Funkadelic album, maggot brain.
What, I knew that.
What are the scores right now?
Yeah.
Scores? Stand by.
I just wonder what the chat room is thinking about all of this.
I'm going to start at you, Sean.
Oh, I forgot about
the chat. Noah has, in the first round, Noah got 3, Sean had 2, Sid 1, and Rich 1, and now Noah has 4 points. So Noah's running away with this thing.
Right.
Let's see. We have, by the numbers, lady parts. Well, good lord. Sid?
Lady parts.
Lady parts. These bands all contain a reference to a part of the female anatomy. Tell me which one's fake. Prosthetic cunt, slashed vagina, fecalized twat, or womb raiders.
the porno.
Fecalized twat.
Fecalized twat. Sean.
Womb Raiders.
Womb Raiders.
Fecalized twat.
Okay, and Sid?
Slashed vagina.
Slashed vagina. Well, the correct answer, the fake band is Slashed Vagina.
Oh, he just knocked me out of the game, I guess.
Sid is now creeping back into the game. You have two. Sean has two, and Noah running away with it with four. Okay. Now we go to...
You can mention me, too.
I thought I did.
No.
Rich has one.
Thank you. All right. Validation.
Rich.
Yes.
You're going to pick a category, by the numbers or good lord.
Good lord. Good lord.
Good lord. Which one of these bands is fake? Lord Fuck, Lords of Bukkake, Lords of Gangrene, or Lord of Mushrooms? Sean.
Gangrene.
Lords of Gangrene, Noah.
Lords of Bukkake.
Lords of Bukkake.
Gangrene.
Gangrene.
Bukkake.
Bukkake. Correct answer, the fake band is Lords of Gangrene.
Yes. Yeah.
That is where we go.
Tightening up the game.
I hate this game.
Fuck it. That was the worst
I know.
Attempt at a high five.
White people, high five.
Look, five, one more.
No. Game here. This is going to be the last category. Sean has three, Noah has four, and Sid has three with Rich out of it with one. But you can still play. The final category
is
going to be by the numbers. And I'm going to give you four bands with a number in the title. Three are real, one is fake. 45 caliber brain surgery, 12-man circle jerk, carbonized 16-year-old victim, or stake number 8. And Noah's first.
12-man circle jerk.
Okay. Carbonized 16-year-old victim.
Rich. Sounds like carbonized.
Carbonized 16-year-old victim. Sean?
I'll go with circle jerk, too.
Correct answer. The fake band is 12-man circle jerk. And Noah, with 5 points...
I don't know what's going on here.
...actually wins.
Bullshit.
Wait, I didn't tire? Oh,
they're one
behind.
Get out of here!
Noah has five. Sean has four. Sid has three. And Noah, now, you seem really uncomfortable playing the lightning round.
I don't know.
Just do it.
I never won anything.
All I'm
going to
say is this is like almost a guaranteed win for the caller.
Yeah, it
really is. All right, so I'll take one for the team.
I was going to say, do you want to do it, or do you want to pass your on to the second place?
Do it.
I want to do it.
She's going to do it. All right.
She's doing it.
Now you have to leave.
Fail,
because we have to ask the caller
walk
first.
The dog.
Well,
let her pick up on the call there.
Yeah. I was going to say, because if she goes first, the caller can just pick up every single
one. I need a number from 1 to 4, Darren.
I don't want to put this pressure on you.
Okay, I need a number from 1
four.
To 4.
3.
4. No, it doesn't work that way. I just need one of you to say.
Four.
Okay, four. Okay, 253.
Let's see.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hello.
You want to play the game or what?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Are you ready to face off with me?
Jesus.
Yes, I am.
Lame.
Mammoth Commander's getting jealous.
What's your name, 253?
Gerald.
Gerald?
I'm facing someone named Gerald.
I think it's a fake name.
Wait, making fun of the guy's name? Your name's Noah.
Guild.
Yes, that's true.
All right, so Noah's going to go into our isolation chamber.
Oh, right. No,
you have to completely leave the room and close it.
You know what? I'll go outside.
Get out of here! Leave your phone here, because you have internet.
No, I mean,
just go.
She's going to log into the metal injection, listen to the stream.
I don't think she's going to be able to do this.
She doesn't know how to do that.
She actually forgot her phone. No. All right, take Bruno with you. He's eating my food.
Take your time, Bruno.
While we wait for them to go out. Oh, she's already out. All right, there goes Jenny. Jenny got here and just left. No.
That's all right.
All right, caller, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Someone else to keep scores.
That star story? It's the
I got it.
Got it?
All right. Caller, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read Ben's rapid fire and... you're just going to shout out real or fake. Think it's real, just say real. Fake. All right? You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Cunt Shredder.
Real.
Correct. Drowned in Bloody Phlegm.
Fake.
Correct. Radioactive Vomit.
Real.
Correct. Pedal Christ.
Fake.
Correct. Rosemary's Billy Goat.
Fake.
Incorrect. That's real. Motley Cunt.
Fake.
Correct. Cunt Rag.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect. Soul Fractured.
Fake.
That's real. Incorrect. Obscura Monotonia Anime.
Fake.
Incorrect. That's real. Doogie Howser Corpse Fucker.
Fake.
That's fake. That's right. Nightmare Hippie Al Children. Conan. Nightmare Hippie Children.
Fake.
That's real. Chronological Decay.
Real.
That's correct. Cockin.
Fake.
That's fake. Wuthering Heights.
Fake.
No, that's real. And poor SEO. Gory Blister.
Real.
Correct. Necrotizing Chainsaw Disembowelment.
Real.
That's fake. Incorrect. Japanese Torture Comedy Hour.
Real.
Correct. Vincent Price's Orphan Powered Death Machine.
Fake.
That's real.
Oh, thank goodness.
Impaled Pope.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect. Anus Gore.
Real.
Real is correct. Devoured Rectum.
Real.
That's fake. Raping Through Antarctica.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Eviscerated Soul.
Real. Real.
Real. Shit Saint.
Fake.
Correct.
Wait, Shit Saint or Shit Ain't?
Both are fake.
Okay.
Teen Pussy Fucker.
Fake.
There's Nick in high school.
I didn't hear what he said.
Fake.
Incorrect. For real. Disfigured Human Mind.
Fake.
Real. Goat's Ass Trumpet.
Fake.
That's real. Testicular Disfigurement.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect.
That was really real.
Cystic Dysentery.
What was it?
Cystic Dysentery.
Real.
Real. Correct. Voluminous Sacrosanct Revulsion.
Fake.
That's fake. That's correct. What does he got? That's it.
That's 15.
15 out of 30. Not bad. All right. Well, the last show you won with 18, right?
I don't remember.
I think 18.
I thought I lost the final.
Hey, oh, you lost. The winner won with 30. We're ready for you.
No one.
Someone go
no
get
one.
Her out of the isolation chamber. She can't hear. That's the whole point. She can't hear.
Is she in the isolation chamber or the elimination chamber?
Oh, shit. I didn't check.
Triple H is about to give her a pedigree. It's all over.
I was going to say, if you find any...
Do that?
Yeah.
We'd like to remind you that Death or No Death is brought to you by Mustaine, a heavy metal memoir. Stick around after Death or No Death for an exclusive reading by Dave Mustaine.
Yeah. Glad to know.
He's coming.
Come on, we got a show to do.
We'd like to remind you that the winning contestant gets a Cannibal Corpse Evisceration Plague 3-disc DVD set with a limited edition packaging.
With holograms on it.
By the way, we have a quote from Dave Mustaine on what he thinks of Cannibal Corpse. You want to hear it?
Yeah. It gives me a migraine headache.
There it is. All right, Noah, are you ready? Okay.
Now I'm ready.
Now, the score you have to beat is 15. 15 is half of them. There's 30
Holy
bands.
Oh, shit.
Okay. No, you can't sit there because you can give her hand signals.
She won't do it.
Trust no one.
I'm just kidding.
As if Jenny could really help.
That was
right
a joke. As if Jenny could read.
Okay.
Okay.
Kidding.
All right. All right.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. No.
You're the first band now. Cunt Shredder.
Fake.
Real. Incorrect. Drowned in Bloody Phlegm.
Fake.
No help, please. Oh. Fake is correct. Radioactive Vomit.
Real. No, Jenny, stop it.
Correct.
Go back to the isolation chamber.
Pedo Christ.
Real.
Incorrect.
Damn
Fake.
It.
Rosemary's Billy Goats.
Fake.
Real. Motley Cunt.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect.
Damn it. I didn't go with my hunch on that one.
Cunt Rag.
Real.
Fake. Soul Fractured.
Real.
Real is correct. Obscura monotonia anime.
Fake.
Real.
Jenny's giving hand signals. I'm running a
Doogie Howser corpse fucker.
Real.
That's fake. Nightmare hippie children.
Fake.
Real. Chronological decay.
Real.
That's real. Cockin.
Real.
Fake. Wuthering Heights.
Real.
Correct. Gory Blister.
Real.
Correct. Necrotizing Chainsaw Disembowelment.
Fake.
Correct. Japanese Torture Comedy Hour.
Real.
Correct. Vincent Price's Orphan Power Death Machine.
Fake.
Real. Impaled Pope.
Fake.
Correct. Anus Gore.
Real.
Correct. Devoured Rectum.
Real.
Fake. Raping Through Antarctica.
Fake.
Correct. Eviscerated Soul.
Real.
Correct. Shit Saint.
Fake.
Correct. Teen Pussy Fucker.
I want it to be real.
Is that an answer?
Real.
Correct.
I was in that band.
Disfigured Human Mind.
Fake.
Real. Goat's Ass Trumpet.
Real.
Correct. Testicular Disfigurement.
Fake.
Correct. Cystic Dysentery.
Fake.
Real. Voluminous Sacrosanct Revulsion.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect. What do we got?
Damn it.
Noah got a staggering 16.
Wow.
2 points.
One point.
I'm so proud of you.
You know what I think? You didn't smoke enough weed before
yeah.
the show. Because now you did a great job.
Potheads can do it.
Oh, Jeff or no,
I feel so bad, though. Can we still give them the prize?
We'll give them a lesser prize than that.
We can give you another, yeah, just a random CD.
Let's take Save the Last Dance.
No, I took
Nightwish.
That
Wish.
Gary's blamed that one.
He's not giving that one away.
Okay.
What about those Nightwish CDs?
Is Gerald still on the line?
Yeah.
Gerald, how does it feel to lose to a girl?
What a hot.
pretty terrible.
You still get a prize. We're gonna
I'm
give
sorry.
You. Yeah, are you a metal injection junkie, Gerald?
Not anymore.
Yes I am. Yep.
What's your username?
Spiral2112.
Well, Spiral2112, you send a private message to Rob Injection. That's me.
Get dick pics.
And you get dick pics. And a link to our giveaway section.
Mammoth Commander is chanting my name in the chat room in the USA chant.
I think he wants the dick pics, too.
Rob, what would happen
he wants to
this,
send
like,
dick pics
if any time somebody messaged you, you just replied with actual dick pics of yourself? Like, how quickly would the site, like, go under?
For one, we'd reach a whole new demographic.
You would blow up Chelsea and Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah,
once it got out.
Blow.
And for two, no.
Unintended.
So, Gerald, you make sure to send me a private message today. Thank you for playing. And that concludes Death or No Death!
Oh, God.
Well, we have a bunch of other callers.
We have a bunch of other callers!
You probably want to congratulate me. Can we take the call?
Sure.
Nope.
All right, let's take 609.
609, what's your name and where are you from?
Jersey.
Hey, from West Virginia.
Oh, West Virginia. What's your name?
Tyler.
Howard or Flower?
Tyler, first time caller.
Stop making fun of the guy's name. I can't hear what it really is.
So I didn't know I was on yet. I was like, oh shit, I didn't expect to be on.
Okay.
Kind of just listening, really.
So what's on your mind? Oh, you just want to listen on the line?
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think so, I guess. Shit.
Okay.
Did you just say he's got a dick ball? I don't understand a word.
Like slow-mo. I got a dick ball.
Speak clearly, coward.
Of course.
Yeah. Kind of caught me by surprise, really. Like, I was, like, checking some shit out and didn't expect to get it.
Like, by surprise.
Yeah, who would you'd call in? You'd call in a line where they might take your call, and then they actually take your call. I'd be surprised as well.
People just like calling on the phone. We're starting for interesting.
It's nothing
right.
Personal. This
okay, I'm putting you back on hold.
What else we got, Noah?
918.
What's your name and where are you from?
Oh, it's a Pantangler.
Oh, hello, hello there, Pantangler.
Rob, you never gave me free stuff.
What?
It's a Riddler.
Rob, you never gave me free stuff. I messaged you, and you never gave me a link.
Oh, I haven't gotten back to you yet.
Did you get the dick pics? Did he text you that?
Revenge of the Pantangler.
Wait, you got the dick pics, though, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah.
The animated GIF of it getting harder.
That is gross. Come on, I would send an MOV at least.
Yeah, you didn't insult his heterosexuality, just his tech ability.
Is that usually the case?
Going for the throat.
All right, I'll definitely respond to you in a little bit. Don't worry, Pantanka.
I know. Yuck, I'm
right.
Okay.
Hang
up on the
fuck. Jesus Christ!
Jesus.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
He's taking too long to talk.
All right, we're going to hang up on you.
I didn't have. I had a question, though. Are you guys going to do a Thrash It or Trash It later?
No, we're just doing Mistaken reading.
Later.
It's already like 2 in the fucking morning.
Oh, yeah, we got to get some Mistaken reading, so let's hurry this up. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Pat Zangler.
Okay, 860.
860, did we just take this?
No.
That was 203.
Oh.
Get it.
860.
860, what's your name? Where are you from?
Going once.
Nobody's
Speak.
On
going
the phone
twice.
Right now.
Hanging up on this fuck.
Okay.
781.
Right.
781. Yes. Hello, what's your name? Where are you from?
Pizza Destroyer from Massachusetts.
Oh, great.
Yes. Yes, dude.
Another Metal Injection villain.
We
Pizza
gotta,
Destroyer.
We got to move along a little bit faster, so
All right.
we should talk fast.
Pizza Destroyer, what's up?
Sorry, I'm kind of baked right now, but first I just want to inquire about like the cast of the live cast. So like I know who Rob is, of course, and then Noah, and like Sid is Sid's the one with the beautiful voice. And then which one's Darren?
That's me.
Darren's 3D.
And then Sean is the guy with the really deep voice.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a really deep voice.
Sean has a side pocket to put his balls in on his shorts. They hang very low.
My bitch sits in the back while I nuff Sid's shotgun.
That's why he has such a deep voice.
Actually,
Sid went to a guy's house and Sean's balls were all hanging on the wall.
True.
His actual balls.
I'm actually all ball. It's like kind of like a tic tac dick.
You're like a
all ball.
You're like a giant hippity hop.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you look at my silhouette, it's like an upside down light bulb.
So there's no curvature in your balls, is what you're saying. It's just.
No, that my balls would be giant and curvy.
Well,
curvular.
I mean, it's curvy when you cut them.
That's true. No. Yeah,
anyway,
no, my balls.
Anyway, we're getting off on a tangent here. Pizza Destroyer.
What?
What was your second question?
Is it about my balls?
No, I forgot it. Because.
Hang up on this fuck.
Sorry, we're hanging up.
Destroyer.
Okay, we gotta get to the reading.
630.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is David.
Hi. Hello, David.
This is Colin. I was wondering, I went to Summer Slaughter in Chicago, and I guess you may have talked about this earlier. I'm sorry I wasn't listening. I haven't had the opportunity to, but I was just wondering if you talked to Vital Remains guitarist Tony Lazzaro. I forgot his last name.
I did not talk to Tony Lazzaro.
Or
my balls.
What does this have to do?
Ignore them, David. Ignore them. What were you saying?
I'm getting to it. I'm wondering if you had heard anything about Dave Suzuki rejoining, because I talked to him and he said he might actually come back if he would be able to.
I unfortunately have no information.
And
that.
No one cares. Over all of these callers.
Wait, come on, who's that?
No, the guitarist has come back in the band. Don't worry about it, no. It's above your head. David, are you a first-time caller, or have you called before?
Yeah, I called before.
Yeah, I thought so.
Stop.
Did you get your prize?
Yeah, I got my prize. Thank you for that. That was nice.
Wonderful. All right. Thanks for calling in, Dave. We've got to keep it moving.
What a mouth breather.
Oh, stop it.
All right. Our lines keep filling up, so pick a number from 1 to 4.
And hang
three.
Up on all of them.
All right. 304.
304. What's your question? Hang up.
They did it for me.
Thanks.
By the way, someone in the chat pointed out that hang up on this asshole is the new wrap it up.
No, it's actually hang up on this fuck.
Fuck?
Yeah. Okay, sorry. That's my usher. Why am I apologizing?
Yeah.
Get it right, motherfucker. Read the chat log, will you? Can I get some mustache? Oh, you want to do another call?
No, let's not do any more of these callers.
Wait, let's just do one more, because I don't think we've ever had a call from this area.
Because no one stroked Noah's ego yet, so we have to get
back. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, 512.
Noah!
All right.
Terrible. Hang up.
Where's the audience, Darren? The applause.
What applause?
Get to the reading. Get to the reading.
Is this why you wanted to take this caller? Because you knew they would be sure.
No, I had no idea.
Right. Who is this? What's your name? Five.
Hung up already?
What?
Oh, 512. What's your name?
It's Shinobi. I chanted Noah.
Oh, Shinobi.
Shinobi loves Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, thanks for calling, Shinobi.
Hang
I needed that.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
When Shinobi's doing us a lot of stuff, chat logs.
So we're not doing any more calls?
No.
He's on the inside.
Oh.
Doing a lot of Lady Gaga.
All right, it's now time for another special reading from Dave Mustaine's autobiography, Mustaine, a Heavy Metal Memoir.
This story is currently
by the time I was 15, we moved into an apartment in a place called Hermosa Village, which was actually located not in Hermosa or Hermosa Beach, but in nearby Huntington Beach, across the street from Golden West College, where I would eventually take classes. When we moved in there, I lost some friendships and the easy access to pot that came with them. And so I had to figure out how to keep the grass growing, so to speak. At the time, pot was going for roughly $10 an ounce. So with no consideration whatsoever given to the consequences or moral conundrums, I borrowed $10 from my sister, bought an ounce of pot, and went to work. I rolled 40 joints and quickly turned around and sold them for 50 cents apiece.
See that, Rob? You see how much money you can make?
What?
He would just put your skills to use.
He doesn't even roll his own joint.
Yes, he does.
With a machine.
With a machine.
God damn it, Rob.
So?
That's not it. Okay.
I'm not done. Now, I was far from an economics wizard, but I knew a good thing when I saw it. From that moment on, I was in business, a low-rent pot dealer who made enough cash to stay high and to put food in his belly when the fridge was empty.
His belly.
He has no belly, which was more often than you might imagine.
Oh.
Before long, the going price for a joint went up to 75 cents, then a dollar. Then Mexican weed gave way to the more potent and expensive Colombian, which in turn gave way to the more... Which in turn gave way to Rainbow and to Thai.
This is like a drug history from David Sage.
The culture embraced pot smoking with increasing fervor.
Do you think he really talks like this?
Which was good for my wallet and maybe not so great for my head. I didn't really care. I was home. All I needed was some dope and music and some buddies to hang out with. Mom naturally approved of none of this, and I can't say that I blame her. On more than one occasion, I'd be getting ready to leave, go hang out with my friends or play some music, and I'd have to alert my mother to the possibility of a delivery. Mom, Yes. There's a good chance his dude will come by around 3 o'clock. He's going to pick up a package. It's in my room. Just give it to him and tell him I need 25 bucks. Mom would look at me like I was insane. What exactly is in this package, David? She said, doesn't matter, Mom. Just give it to him. Really, don't worry. It's cool.
He's making his mother sell drugs for him.
She's an accomplice.
Remarkably enough, she went along with it. At least for a while. It's hard not to love your kids, I guess, even when they're making your life miserable. Eventually, Mom had enough. Unable to reconcile my behavior with her own religious beliefs, Mom moved out of the apartment.
She abandoned him. Holy
so
shit.
She doesn't even kick him out? She's like, no, you stay.
He's probably paying the rent.
I was not invited to join her. I was 15 years old. For all intents and purposes, totally on my own. An emancipated minor.
I thought there was more drug stuff in this one, but I can't find any. Oh, it was kind of boring.
You know, we need to find... Oh, my God. I'm not even going to preface this. I'm just going to say one sentence I just read, and I have no idea what he's talking about.
Okay, do it.
She leaned over and put her arms around me and whispered into my ear, he likes to pour A1 steak sauce on my pussy before giving me head. Whoa.
Is that Chuck Billy?
And that was that. Not even the prospect of an endless supply of records was enough to wipe from my brain the indelible image of Willow and her boyfriend and a big sloppy bottle of A1. We never had sex again.
That's another great race.
Hey, a heavy metal.
Dave, I read the one about me fucking a liver at home.
How amazing would it be if Dave Mustaine's mom now got arrested for
trafficking?
Yeah, right? Excuse me, Ms. Mustaine.
We have this book here.
FBI.
My son knows you guys. There he hangs out with Obama.
All right, let's take a caller. Now, who we got?
304.
304. What's your name and where are you from?
Steve.
Hello,
Steven.
Whoa.
You're her Bob?
Yeah, I'm Bob from West Virginia. West Virginia.
What's up? Hello, Bob from West Virginia.
I'm gay. I'm gay.
Are you good or are you gay?
I thought you said gay.
I said gay.
That's okay. All right, is that what you said?
He's amused.
Cracked himself up.
No.
Are you really gay or are you trying to do shtick?
Or are you happy?
I think he's just trying to be outrageous.
Woo!
He's a shock jock.
Edgy!
I think it's time to hang up on this fuck.
He has pictures of cocks in his living room.
Oh, let's get him out of here.
He hung up on us.
All right.
Thank goodness.
781.
781.
Pizza
Destroyer
again.
Damn it.
Yes.
Come back for more.
Right, goodbye. Don't need to ask him. He just told us.
He has a question. What?
Okay.
Remember it this time.
All right. Have you guys seen the movie The Room?
Yes, we know about the movie The Room.
Oh, did you watch it the whole way through?
Yes.
I didn't.
I did. I didn't play full attention to it. I downloaded it because everyone said it was terrible, and I played poker while I was online while I was watching it, so I kind of half paid
it. I was watching it on.
Did you win money?
Better story.
Oh, well, there's this movie where this guy he's on a rooftop.
What the fuck?
Like, he's trying to buy drugs, and it just reminded me of the scene that you read in the Mustang biography. So,
have you ever seen the movie Bad Santa?
Yeah.
He's the kid.
Yeah.
He's the kid for Bad Santa.
He grew up.
I thought it was really funny.
5 years ago, right? He wins the Kennel Clerks. Charles,
this is shit.
I want to take this opportunity to do a PSA. Ladies, when you're pregnant, do not do acid.
It's time for one more caller.
Yeah, we have 304
again. 304
again. Another one.
Bob from West Virginia.
Same guy.
Pick everyone up.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bob again. What's up?
Hey, what Bob up? Again.
He's alive this time.
Yeah, you're dead.
I gotta say, he said we're dicks.
No, he said I want to suck your dick.
Oh.
This is the only show in history that gets pranked and then picks up the call from the same person.
Whatever.
Howard Stern's penis. Oh, let's pick him up again. It's the guy that said Howard Stern's penis.
Howard Stern's penis again.
Oh, okay. 781, next caller.
408. Yes. Oh, hey. It's Ryan calling in from West Coast. Just want to thank you guys. For setting up that At the Gates disc a couple weeks ago when I did the first week caller thing. So,
Right, yes. This is the developer from VMware.
He's the one that said
VMware.
Anecdote.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, did he get dick pics or no?
No dick pics. That was pre-dick pics.
Okay.
PDs.
PDs.
PDP?
PDP.
Okay.
I want to point out that somebody in the chat is named Virgin Steel Bassist.
Oh.
I don't know why that's funny.
I don't know what that means.
But it's just funny.
That guy got in there. Cool. Well, glad you got your prize and the shipping thing worked. The mail.
Yeah. And cool. It's actually being played as like CD, not just ripped. Just had one quick question for everybody, though.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so there's a story that was, I think it was either on Metal Injection or Metal Sucks like 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, and it's kind of covering like touring bands and like how they make their money while on tour as far as like what percentage comes from merch versus what's getting paid out to like their managers and, you know, all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I was wondering what everyone's take was as far as like when you're going to a show or when you're deciding like to buy bands, discs, you know, when does it make the most sense as far as buying it from them at the show versus, you know, going ahead and getting it, like, at the store ahead of time. Like, when do the record sales actually, like, matter? You know, as far as, like, what helps them the best or the most?
If you're going to buy the CD, definitely buying it from them at the show.
That helps the band the most.
Yeah, that helps the band the most.
Don't we have an expert here?
Because
who?
They...
You?
Ah. Mm. Well, that's what a lot of bands told me, because they actually buy the CDs from the label and then...
That's actual cash in their hands.
But don't
yeah.
they make more money off merch? So it'd be best to like buy shirts.
They probably make more money off the merch.
Yeah. Right.
But if you're gonna buy the music,
right?
But if the band sucks, don't buy anything.
Yeah. No, just buy shirts and then hit up Google blog search.
Oh, get out!
Hey,
get out of town! Lower that guy's microphone. All right. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. The only reason I wasn't sure was like, you know, whether. When, you know, the record sales to the label, like, when that's a factor as far as, like, the label deciding, you know, how much to support them or whatever. But, I mean, if they're the ones, if the band is the one that's actually then just buying the disc from the label and then reselling it, then, you know, I guess that counts as their sale. So, that works.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, great.
Thanks, Ryan.
Cool. That's all we get again, Ryan.
Answer questions.
Glad you're still listening to us.
Yay. Oh, definitely. I'm only like halfway through Blood Chicklets, which I'm going to like finish the rest of my drive home. But then I'll catch up on this week next week.
Don't sweat it.
You were on in the form of text.
Yeah, that's true. But just once you've heard my few text comments, you could click off on that.
Well, how does he know? What if there's
I think
one
the last
at the end?
Was the one during the mistake.
That's next. All right, cool.
Don't tell him that one
to the end. Sid was actually gone at the Fine Young Campbell's reunion.
Yes, it was fantastic. And one more call.
All right, awesome. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye.
No, the last one is just listening.
Can't we just hang up so we can have the joy of hanging up on him?
And this concludes our broadcast day.
Yeah.
Papa no molestos in the chat room.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Someone really changed their band name on MySpace to Papa no molestos. Like, I got a private message.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw it.
Yeah.
They linked to it before.
Mm-hmm. I genuinely appreciate that. 100%.
Mammoth Commander.
Oh, okay.
It used to be Vince Shlomi and the Hooker Beating Experience.
Oh, okay.
Real.
Alrighty.
So let's end this.
And that concludes our broadcast day, right, Sean?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
And that concludes our broadcast day.
Get to the point where you're gay.
Why is my Dave Mustaine book next to Darren's drink?
It's empty. By the way, that's no longer a drink. I finished all the liquid inside, and now you can use it for your
just
own pleasure.
Like a penis.
Yep.
Oh,
look at
great.
It's shaped like a rocket.
It's ribbed for your pleasure.
Shaped like a rocket.
Or you can use it as a butt plug.
When you're done,
yay,
you can wipe off with this.
Can we all share it?
Is that something you want to do?
I mean, is anyone in?
I'll go first.
I want the end of the caterpillar.
Oh, Jesus. It's a centipede. Yeah,
sure. It seems so like squishy and nice when it's a caterpillar.
Well, caterpillars would be more anatomically correct, because a centipede, you'd have to have like 50 people with two legs.
Never
a
smile.
Make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Aim high.
Well, that's what they said the second one was about. Remember?
They're all going to wear like fur coats, and then there'll be a centipede.
There's more clemenza in the second one.
Oh.
It's supposed to make
more Jewish music?
Just
what? Clemenza.
Crazy, like,
clemenza. Like, you know, in Godfather?
Right.
I
clemenza. I just wanted to say clemenza.
How many conversations are happening?
We have still on the air, right?
I'm pretty sure it's still on the
air. Too
many conversations. We should just end this.
Mm. And this concludes our broadcast day.
Yeah.
It's been concluded many times already.
Stop concluding.
But all right, let's get out of here. This concludes another rousing edition of the Metal Injection Live.
Well, I had fun.
Every time you do that voice, I want to take a picture of a cock from that house and just smash it on your
throat
and just shove it down your throat.
Why? All right, let's conclude with a song parody that I haven't played in a while.
Which one is it?
My God.
You can have your bedroom.
Oh, Robert, they come to America to give good life to your son. I want to give you penance, and this is how you treat me.
Good old me, my Mrs.
Sam. Oh, I have so many good fans ready for you. You're going to look so beautiful. All the Russian girls are going to love you. It's going to be so great.
Great, great. Very exciting.
Just stand up straight.